Good morning. The scripture today comes from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. Listen now for the word of the Lord. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God into a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born, will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who is said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The word of God for the people of God.
Let us pray. Most gracious God, we ask for your presence always. Pray that you would take me, a broken vessel, and heal me. Heal me long enough to do your work and to do your will. Pray that you would hide me behind the cross that your people might see you and not me, that they might hear you and not me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. I like action movies. Anybody else like action movies? I like movies that sort of like suspenseful. And one of the movies that I came to love is Mission Impossible. Tom Cruise. Anybody seen it? And they probably got about three or four of these movies out, but that's not the original. The original took place in the 1960s, but some of y'all too young to remember that time. I'm looking at y'all too young to remember that. And during this time, one of the things I loved about this movie was that James Phelps was the secret agent. And they would say, there would always be this recording, right? And it would say, "If you choose to accept this mission," I love that, "if you choose to accept it." And then they would tell him what the mission was. And of course, he would always choose to accept the mission. But he would also be given a team to work with him so that he could accomplish it. And as I was thinking about that, I thought about God saying to us, if we choose to accept this mission, then he would explain the mission to us. As we listened this morning, I want you to listen for Mary's story. It's a really beautiful story of how Mary accepts God's assignment, God's mission for her life. And here are three things that I want you to remember. And I'm saying this because I know Linda Kirchie likes to write things down. So in every call story, there's an element of fear. In every call story, there's what I call a God interruption. And in every call story, if God speaks it, it will happen. Amen? So y'all got that? So as we look at this story, it's really very interesting. This angel appears to Mary, and he's talking to her about what's going to happen. And here we have this birth announcement. She's not even pregnant yet, but he's telling her what's going to happen. There's no sonogram, but he's telling her what's going to happen and what she's going to have. It's an amazing thing. I'm surprised Mary just didn't take off running, but we'll get to that part. What I want you to know is that Mary is a young girl. She's a teenager, maybe between 13 and 15. And what I want you to remember is that back in her day, she came from a small little town. Men didn't just walk up to young ladies and talk to them. It didn't work like that. It works like that in our society, but not in this patriarchal society that she lived in. Back then, women were seen and not heard. Back then, in those days, it really was a man's world. But yet, God puts her at the center stage. And he comes to her to fulfill his promise. Now, what I love about this story is that she was probably startled by the angel, Angel Gabriel. But she didn't run. I think I would have run. I don't know. But even though there was some fear, she didn't run. She didn't let her fear arrest her. I don't care if you look at every call story, there is an element of fear. But fear, there's an acronym for fear, and it says, fear is false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. Why is it false evidence? Because the scripture says, and the Lord is with you. Hey, when you got God on your side, you don't need anything else. Amen? It says, the Lord is with her. When you got God on your side, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. The Lord is with you. That's all you need. When the Lord is on your side, he'll make your enemies your footstool. Amen? When God is on your side, you should be comforted to know that no harm can come to you because he promised to be with you even unto the ends of the age. Mary, this young girl, though she was afraid, discerned that this is from the Lord. And then he says, the Lord is with you, you highly favored one. I don't know about you, but Mary was like, who is he talking about? Is he talking about me? Do you hear her humility? I'm favored. What have I done? But as the angel of the Lord went on to talk to her, she began to listen and to listen for her assignment. You know what I love about God is that God's timing is very different than our timing. And in this particular story, Mary was just probably going on about her life. I mean, she was engaged to Joseph, but that probably wouldn't happen for another year. She was still very young, living with her parents and just probably doing chores and living life like we live life. And then this interruption. And I love that because when I started thinking about interruptions, we understand interruptions. We have them all the time. We don't like them, but we have them. Have you ever went to crawl into bed and the phone rings? Or you get ready to get in bed to lay down and the doorbell rings? You got your bills all laid out and then something happens, an appliance breaks. car dies. You decide you're going to go somewhere and you're just stuck in traffic. You decide that today is going to be a day of peace and the kids start acting up. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Just some interruptions. And sometimes we don't do well with interruptions because we don't like them. We get frustrated. Sometimes we have anger about it. And anger is not this ferocious thing. It's just not what we want. Not getting what we want can be anger. And so when that happens and we get frustrated, you know, maybe somehow it takes us away from being sensitive in the spirit to experience God's interruption. Because when God comes, he comes in the middle of what we're doing, in the middle of our busyness, in the middle of sometimes when we don't feel like being bothered. Maybe that's when the interruption will happen. Maybe a God interruption will come when we're not in church. But God will come and speak to us. And he'll say, Mike, if you choose to accept your assignment, this is what I got for you. Ron, I know you're listening. So if you choose to accept this assignment, this is what I got for you. Dave, don't run. If you choose to accept this assignment, this is what I got for you. Mary is discerning. Even though it's an interruption in whatever she was doing, even though this male showed up, and we don't know what the angel of Gabriel looked like. We don't know if there was light coming from him as an angel, but she worked through her fear to stay right there and to hear what the angel of the Lord had to say. She just had one question: how can this be? And he said to her, this is what's going to happen. And when it happens, he says, you will be with child. You're going to have a son, he told her. No sonogram, he told her. You're going to have a son, and you're going to name him Jesus. Now, here's what I love about Mary. She perceived that it was God talking to her. He gives her her mission. And she says, let it be so, as you have said. I'm a servant of the Lord. Let it be so. Would we respond the same way? God is always calling. God is still calling. God is calling even right now. And he's calling us all to missions, his mission field. He's calling all of us, not just Brenda. Because sometimes we, you know, Brenda, I use you because sometimes even in church we say, well, we got Brenda, she'll do the missions. But all of us are supposed to make disciples of Jesus Christ. So not just Brenda. So the Lord is with her. She moves through her fear. She accepts this God interruption in her life. And she says in her mind and heart, God has spoken. How many of you know that when God speaks, it will happen? I mean, this is the same God who placed the stars in the sky. This is the same God who knows every grain of sand. This is the same God who spoke light into existence. Mary had a childlike faith. God said it, I believe it, and it's going to happen. Now, let me just say this to you. Even though God spoke it and it was going to happen. Her journey was not going to be easy. Being a Christian is not easy. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You ever feel like you just want to tell some people off? No, it's just me. And we can't do that, right? You ever just want to give somebody a piece of your mind? You ever just want to withhold grace from somebody because you don't really want to forgive them? At least I'm just talking. I know I'm just talking. But being a Christian is not easy. This journey that Mary was on was not easy. She's going to be ostracized. There are going to be people who say, she's pregnant by somebody else. What is she talking about? She might have to leave her household. This is not good. She could be stoned. And yet she chooses to accept her mission. Are we ready to accept our mission? It's not going to be easy, but if God has spoken it, then he's with you. Luke 1, verse 37 says, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." Philippians 4, verse 13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Luke 18, 27 says, "And the things which are impossible for men are not impossible for God." Romans 8 and 31. What shall we say then? If God is for us, who can be against us? How many of you know that God wouldn't send us on an assignment without equipping us? He's going to equip us for the mission. I'm the pastor here at Providence Church, and for such a time as this, he would have all of us to be a part of his mission field right here in North Chesterfield. He would give me an incredible staff and people to work with for such a time as this so that we could make a difference. If God has spoken it, it will happen. Mary had that childlike faith. Do you have the childlike faith to believe that God can, to believe that God will? It will happen. Not where we walk around. I sure hope God fills the pews. I sure hope we get one new person to come in on Sunday. I believe it's going to happen. I believe that God's going to fill this church. I believe that he's going to keep on sending. I believe that folks who come in here are going to be healed. That God will meet their needs. Because that's what the Bible tells us. He says to cast all of our cares upon him because he cares for us. Mary, a teenager, can teach us a whole lot about trusting God, about giving it to God. So Daniel, would you come and lead us in prayer?
Okay. Let us bow our heads for prayer. Dear God, dear God of love, we come before you today, humble servants. We come before you today wanting to be a part of your kingdom on this earth. But that in and of itself is fraught with fear and doubt and pain. We see the world around us and we crumble and we cry and we shout and we are angry at what we see. How can we show love in this world when we don't feel it? As we have learned today, God, nothing is impossible for you. All we have to do is have faith in you, for as our scripture says, today, do not be afraid. As our scripture says today, no word from God will ever fail. God, we ask you to speak directly to our hearts, that your word may be in us, may be in our hearts, that our hearts do not fail, and that our fears are quelled. God, as we come forth to you to this table, to these signs of grace and to these signs of your love, may you refill our cups, that we may go out into the world and fill others' cups that are empty, that long for you, that long for your grace. God, be here. Hold our hands and comfort our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Natalia, come on up. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took the bread, broke it, and gave thanks to you. And he told his disciples, take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. And likewise, when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, drink from this all of you. For this is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you do so in remembrance of me. Let us pray.